Howdy, howdy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosley, and we are
two
moody doctors.
But look at that question. Best and worst jobs ever had. I can tell you about my worst job pretty quickly. Well, one of my worst jobs. So in high school, we didn't have a whole lot of job options where I grew up. It's not a big town. So I worked at Walmart when I was in high school. That was my first ever job.
Nice.
I was a customer service person. You know, the people at the front who were in charge.
Like at the desk are the ones that like greet you when you come in. Greet you.
That's the greeter.
Okay.
That's not customer service. No.
Okay.
No, I was it's called.
Oh, wait, I know what you said. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
called CSM, Customer Service Manager. I was also at the service desk, which is where so much of this went wrong.
Okay.
I don't. You might have to figure out if this is. This might not be able to be shared.
Walmart's going to come after us.
Not Walmart. Our viewers, listeners might.
Oh boy.
It's going to be a long, at the like, service desk. For the long... Maybe. Well, nothing has to be bleeped. I don't know. At the customer service desk, I always got stuck with the most ridiculous returns. Like people coming back. For instance, someone once, and I was heartbroken, someone brought a goldfish with mailing tape. They taped it to a receipt, and they brought it back. And they said it was 24 cents for this goldfish. I remember. It was 27 cents with tax.
And they wanted a refund?
They wanted a refund. And I said, what's wrong? And they said, it died. And I looked at the receipt and I don't think Walmart sells animals anymore.
Yeah.
Then they sold birds and fish and I think hamsters.
Hamsters, yeah.
The receipt was from over a year. So I was like, this goldfish lived. And so I said, you know, the return policy for live animals is 1 month. The person who wanted the 27 cents back, he threw the goldfish taped to the receipt, slid it across the counter.
That's terrible.
And walked out. Yeah. So I thought, okay. But it gets worse.
Oh,
not
boy.
That.
Oh.
I really don't know that I can share this story. What are the boundaries?
Are there any? I mean, you don't want to admit to like illegal activity.
No, it's not illegal. It's thoroughly disgusting.
I have to say listener discretion advised.
Listener discretion advised.
I could put a rating.
You may need to edit this whole thing and just cut me out. A very angry person came to the customer service desk. Of course, I got this person. The person wanted to return a personal hygiene product, which was used.
Oh boy.
And said it did not work. And when I shared that, unfortunately, I was unable to accept the return to offer a refund, the person threw it at me.
Gross.
the remainder of the product splattered on my Walmart vest.
At least you had the vest on.
I did have the vest on, but it...
It went beyond.
It was actually the one and only time I had to, I think then it was Code Orange. It was a hazardous spill.
Right.
And they came and they shut down the service desk for a while and, you know.
Sanitized and all that.
Yeah, they didn't sanitize me. I mean, I did the equivalent of getting bleach wipes and just covered myself.
Right.
Yeah, so that was pretty bad.
That's disturbing.
It was. I was a little bit scarred. And the person with whom I was working, his name was Nathan, he was working with another customer. And he saw the whole thing. And his response was to laugh. He laughed. as I was sitting there appalled and disgusted.
It's a pretty funny story, but it's also equally disgusting and awful.
But here I share it for worldwide listeners to hear. If you are that person, never mind. I hope life has treated you well. I hope your life has improved.
Hope you found your well-fitting product since that time.
I hope my mother's not listening to this podcast. She's going to be so disappointed. What was your best or worst job?
I don't feel like I really ever had a worst job, thankfully, somehow. I mean, there are jobs, you know, like anybody that early on that you get, like in high school or college, that you get bored at and things like that, sure. But my first job, just to add extra category, I worked at a donut shop for 3 years in Birmingham.
3 years?
I mean, kind of off and on, like more so like a lot in the summer and then off and on, like afternoons and stuff throughout the school year.
Is it still there?
It is. It's Shipley Donuts.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's a branch out of Texas, but there's only one or two in Alabama. Mm-hmm. It had a very like local kind of feel to it. You know, they make all the donuts in the morning, and when you run out for the day, you're just out for the day, one of those kind of places. And I worked the afternoon, like early afternoon shift, sometimes like evening to close. Mm-hmm. People don't get donuts at like 2 to 4 in the afternoon, you know.
When do they get them?
I mean, first thing, a lot, towards the end of the day, a lot of people get in for, like, the next morning, it was never very crowded, so, you know, it wasn't a college town, you know, so you don't have college students who are up all hours of the night, it was fun, it was good for me, you know, it was pretty chill. My boss basically said, he's not the boss there anymore, so this is fine, he said, you know, as long as the customers don't see, you can eat whatever you want to. So I should be much larger because of that job, but my metabolism in high school is kicking.
That's amazing.
I experimented with making new donuts. Like mm-hmm. I made a, because we'd fill our donuts and cover, you know, ice and stuff like that. I made a chocolate covered cherry donut. It had like cherry filling, chocolate icing, and then I merged in like some vanilla icing on top. So it tasted just like the chocolate covered cherries that you get at like Christmas time. I experimented selling them because we had like the paint store behind us. Like we knew them well. Like they would come and get donuts from us, or if they ever had like barbecue come in to the store, like they would bring us some. So we knew them well. So I sold some to them just to try it out, and they loved it. But my boss would never try it because he hated cherries. So
I would definitely.
I think it would sell really well. So yeah, so it was fun. But I mean, there was a bad aspect to that. Like we had a snow cone, snow biz, whatever thing as part of the donut shop. But this was early on when I first started working there. The boss there never like, I'm sure it violated health code somehow. It was one of those where like you put the huge block of ice on and it spins like a billion miles an hour. And then you slowly bring like the shaver down, and, you know, stuff like that, which is cool. Except like the guard that goes in front of your face and keeps the ice block there broke like right when I started working there, and he never fixed it for like years. Most of the workers who worked there for a long time, they just always put up a sign that said it's closed or broken just because they didn't want to deal with it. I wasn't a very confident kid in high school, so I didn't know if I could do that. So I would just walk in, but that meant that like when it got slightly warmer and your little spikes that go into the ice to hold it in place, if they slightly lose their grip, that ice block flies off and then smacks little scrawny Kevin in the chest where he can't talk to the customers who are there.
No.
And you're just sitting there like staring at them, they're staring at you, the ice is shattered on the floor, and you're the only worker, and there's 10 people in line. And then you had to go like out back to get more ice, you know. And it wasn't like painful, but it's just like, it knocks the wind out of you. And it just didn't seem very professional.
But meanwhile, as it's spinning, ice is probably flying at you.
Yeah, actually, it stayed pretty well contained because it kind of shot the shavings down underneath, which is where you catch it and form it, you know. And that part was kind of fun, but...
Oh, my word.
But, yeah, I'm... No thanks.
I'm going to say that was the worst part of your job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a fun job. The donut
but
part.
That, yeah, but the shaved ice part.
The shaved ice part sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very bad idea. Someone said is it better to practice in the morning or at night? Just practice.
Yeah, whatever works for you. Fine. Try them both and see which clicks. I like mornings.
I like both.
Yeah. usually after about 4 o'clock, I can't, but it's just because I have kids. I can't focus on...
There's the answer.
Yeah.
Right? While you're in school, you're going to have a lot more flexibility than you think. Yeah. Afterwards, and that's why I say I like both. When I can find an hour to get to the organ during the during the day, yeah, if it's at 8 in the morning, roll tide. Mm-hmm. If it's at 9:30 at night, roll tide.
I think I like practicing before I open my email so that I can't like get all the hustle and bustle of the day yet in my mind that's going to distract me while I'm practicing. I can just focus. Mm-hmm. But then I'm not used to playing at nighttime, so when like concerts roll around that start at like 8 o'clock, I'm just like, oh, is it bedtime? Oh, no, I have to play a 2-hour concert, you know? So,
but, I mean, that is a fair question.
But it's just whatever works for you. You just try them all out and find when you're most alert and...
And maybe just mix. Maybe it needs to be mixed up.
Mix and match it,
so you're not practicing. Maybe it's so it's not a pattern.
Skip, when do you like to practice?
I was about to say, why are we picking? Let's just get both.
Do it all.
You got your undergrad. Let's do it. Just kidding. You should probably not practice every hour of every day.
True.
But I am a morning person now.
But you didn't used to be, did you?
Definitely not as much. In my undergrad, it was just kind of I would find pockets in the day, but
I had same.
A lot of coursework, so.
Yeah.
I like breaking practice up, actually.
Me too.
I've heard people say that's not always the best way to go or the greatest idea.
It's whatever works
for you. Do what works best for you. I mean, oftentimes I'm practicing during the day, not anywhere near the organ. I'm working on a passage in my head. And I think, ooh, that fingering will work. So I find 20 minutes. I go to the organ, practice that one passage for 20 minutes. Got it.
Yeah, I feel like 30 minutes is a great time for me because soon after that, I'll start to drift off. And then once your brain starts drifting off, you're just wasting your time, you know? So.
Totally. If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/2-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way. See you next time, folks.